Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Well, hello. I am Glovina Williams. Welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. As always, I'm so happy that you're with us today. And if you noticed, we had a title that was rather interesting. A life bulb. Not a light bulb, but a life bulb. Yeah, a life bulb. Listen, before we get started in today's podcast, if ever you want to or you'd like for us to address a specific topic, it can be of any subject matter, please, I'd like you to text me or send me a DM on my Facebook. Reach out to me and let me know what particular interests you may have, and we'll see about perhaps bringing in some subject matter experts on those particular topics. Don't be shy about it, and don't think, oh, that's not a realm or a topic that she would like to cover. No, put it out there, please, and let me know, and we'll see what we can do. Again, I want to thank you for joining us today. You know, I entitled this life bulb. And really what a life bulb is when we suddenly realize that the way that we've actually been going in a certain direction is really not perhaps the way we want to live the rest of our life. That's a life bulb. It's an epiphany in a sense. I want to talk about that today. And I want to address it probably more so in the context of, let's say, restoration, rebuilding, fixing up, renewal. Yeah. You know, a lot of times that is referred to like when people are fixing up property or something along that line. But we're going to really look at it in a life bulb. Hey, what is it that I have been doing that I realize now? Because the life bulb has been turned on, and I'm ready to look at things a little differently. And you may say, well, what is this going to cost me? Probably just going to cost some effort. Yeah, I'll say it again. God has written 95% of it for us, and He's given us the free will to now do that 5%, which takes 100% of our effort. You can do it. I know you can. And what price will it cost us? The major part has been already paid. According to John 10:10, the B portion of that verse is, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. So the price, what's the price? Jesus has come that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A restoration, a life bulb being turned on within us and making up our mind that we're going to perhaps reinstate some things. Maybe there was a habit or a goal that you had that has fallen on the wayside. Maybe reinstate that. And I kid you not, it can be something as simple as beginning to drink more water again. Yeah, beginning to go out and walk so that you can get that minimum of 20% sunlight. Sunlight. We're talking about life bulbs in this podcast. It could be something as simple as tea that was beneficial for you that you stopped drinking. But now the life bulb has gone off and I realized that that was good for me. So I'm going to reinstate that into my life again. Yeah, I gave some very practical things. But as we're moving more into this podcast on this episode, I want to just ask you a couple of questions. Do you want to know how you can arrive at that particular destiny, that life bulb that has gone off? How can we get there? How can we know how to get there without just, as we say, bumbling in the dark or just trying to figure it out as we go along? Another question. I know I've done this. Maybe you have too. Have you ever wanted to tell God how and when to answer your prayers? This is how I want it answered, and I want it answered by the close of the day, the close of the year, the close of the month. Here's another question. Do you ever find yourself not completely trusting God and God's ability? Has that ever happened to you? Yeah. Have you ever prayed giving God the instructions and the directions on how to work it out? Yeah. Those questions. And sometimes we do it because we're not really trusting God, because we can't really see faith. You know, I'm not able to really see this thing that we're talking about, Glovina. And so how do I walk in this? But if you walk in faith, you will see the results of it. You may not quite comprehend it all as you're walking in it, but you will see the results of your faith. And even begin to acknowledge God in everything that you do. Yeah. Kind of uncomplicate our life. Stop trying to figure everything out. And listen, stop trying to figure everybody out. I do it. You know, I wonder what were they thinking? I wonder how did I look? I wonder how, what were they? This can complicate our life, our thought pattern as we go along our day. Mm-hmm. But let's begin. Let's let the life bulb come on and let's trust God and have faith in God. You remember there was a scripture that talks about there came a voice before saying, this is the way, walk in it. Yeah. This is the way, walk in it, listening to the voice of God. And I'm going to read another scripture to you. It's very, very powerful. This is a very powerful scripture. Mark 11:24. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you receive it, and it'll be yours. That's the New International Version. When you pray, believe you have it. That's faith. Yeah, let that soak in. Whatever you ask for in prayer, whatever you're talking to God about, believe that you have, listen, past tense, receive, and it'll be yours. I think that's pretty plain English. So when we pray, believe we have it. What I'm bringing before Almighty God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, I'm bringing it to him, but guess what? It's already mine. Yeah. Mark 11:24. Say that scripture. Meditate upon that scripture. This is the time. This is the work that it cost us. Here's another key to the kingdom. Jesus said, truly, I tell you, Unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Become as little children. We wait all our young years to become an adult, and then we find out we need to recapture. Here's the light bulb, life bulb, to recapture that childlike faith, that childlike anticipation and expectation. Become as little children if we want to enter into the kingdom of heaven, if we want to walk supernatural areas in our life. Be expectant. The key to getting our prayers and be expectant. Yeah. I've told the story before. I've used the antidote before. If you ever tell a child when and where you're going someplace, oh, I'm telling you, they're going to keep asking, are we there yet? You can go back and listen to that podcast. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? It might take a long time, my beloveds, what we call a long time, because God's really operating in the realm of eternity. How much longer, God? Are we there yet? Can we stop? Oh, look at that. That's the distractions. Go back and listen to that podcast also. We say we have faith. Oh, I'm a woman. I'm a man of faith. But we keep asking God when, how, and who will you use to get me there? Here's a scripture that really blessed me. God's ways often are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. Why? Because they're higher. It comes out of Isaiah, the great prophet, in chapter 55, verses 8 through 9. Go back and look at these scriptures and really marinate upon them and let the life bulb go off. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares Yahweh Elohim. As the heavens are higher than the earth, there's a perfectly earthly example. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours and my thoughts than your thoughts. What's the context of that? It means this. Sometimes we wonder, how will God do this? Sometimes we don't know. This is where the trust comes in. I know. Let's grab it, my beloveds. This is where the trust comes in, because often God is going to do it in a way that maybe we could never have imagined. Just think back on your life. Think back on it for a moment. Way you thought it would happen this way, that way, you thought it would be because you thought, oh, I have to have a degree for this particular career. And you find out that your experiential knowledge and training and certifications put you in the right place at the right time. Why? Because sometimes his thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. And we're not quite able to figure it out. That's where the trust and the faith takes prominence. Hey, it takes center stage. That's where the life bulb goes off. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The life bulb goes off. Yeah. Yeah. How do we focus, God? On your everlasting grace and love. By knowing. Sometimes I don't know how you're going to release your grace angels for me. I don't know how you're going to show your powerful love for me. But guess what? I have the faith to know that you will, God. Yeah. Trust and listen. Commit our ways to him. That means just simply following the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit. And is that something that's way out there, woo, 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 woo? No. Sometimes it's that intuitive gut feeling that you have. But we do know this, my beloveds. This following God is above often the intellect. Often it's that still, small voice. And what does it say? This is the way. Walk in it. I'm going back to Isaiah, the great major prophet, Isaiah chapter 30 and 21. Your ears shall hear a word of mine you saying, This is the way. Walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right hand or when you turn to the left. Isn't it reassuring, my beloveds, to know that we always have the Spirit of God to call on when we get off track, when we lose sight of our destination? Now, can I share a simple story with you? You know, before we were so dependent upon GPS and, you know, coordinates to take us to places, you know, I used to get lost quite a bit. I would drive, and I have a friend that I would call. Her name's Margarita. And I would call her, and I would say, hey, I'm at such and such a place. I can't, which way should I turn? Which way should I go? Why? Because I didn't know which way to turn. I didn't know if to turn right or left or to keep straight. And she would be that voice in my ear telling me, hey, turn way, because what? I had gotten off track. I'd lost sight of my destination, and she would direct me on what route to get on. She would give me familiar landmarks. Isn't it reassuring to know that we have someone that we can call when we get off track or when we lose sight of our desk? Call upon me, he says, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not of. Jeremiah 33:3. They say that's God's phone number, Jeremiah 33:3. Yeah. Challenges, roadblocks. Even sometimes messages may make you feel that you will forever roam aimlessly through life with no clear direction. But you will. You will receive that clear direction. And this is where, stick with me, the life bulb goes off and says, hey, I am going to begin to change the way that I am walking or going. Yeah, the epiphany. I've been doing something that's not quite right. We can say, hey, I need to drink more water. I need to, you know, those simple things. And then we can advance them to other areas of our life. But the life bulb goes off. And let's allow the life bulb, let me rephrase that. As the life bulb goes off, let's take heed to the life bulb. And let's not let danger signs be the only life bulbs that we take heed to. Yeah. Listen, here's another one. This is 1 Kings 19:11. It said, the Lord said, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. Then a great powerful voice tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. Remember I said, it could be that intuitive voice, that intuitive, what we call a gut feeling. You know that feeling that says afterwards, something told me. The life bulb. Let's begin to take heed. It says the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came, listen, my beloved, a gentle whisper, the still, small voice of God, that intuitive feeling, that gut feeling. It's above our intellect. It's above our intellect, the life bulb, God's guidance, the guidance that never sleeps, never slumbers. You wake up in the midnight hour. What should I do about this particular, the life bulb? Yeah, the same eye, the Bible says, that watches over Israel. Everything's important to God concerning you. The details matter to God. Yeah, this is what I need to do. This is what you may want to do. Proverbs 3 and 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. In all your ways, my beloveds. Yeah. And never despise small beginnings. The life bulb. And when it seems difficult to trust the Lord, step into the realm of faith. I don't know if I can do this, God. I don't know if I can trust you for this one. Step into the realm of faith. The life bulb says, hey, you've been trusting in this long enough. Now, put your trust in God. We're creatures of habit. I know that. And sometimes change can upset us. But God has given us the power of choice called the free will. So let's make the decisions. When the life bulb goes off, I'm going to walk 30 minutes a day. Yeah. I'm going to put my feet up for an hour a day. I like to make it easy and palatable to digest because you can do all things through Christ, the anointed one who strengthens us. You can do this. You can do it. In all thy ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Here's another little story before we begin to approach the close of this podcast. The life bulb. You know, for about 6 months, a few years back, whenever I was driving to work, I would say this scripture. I mean, I would totally focus and concentrate on it. And I believe it's Psalms 138 and 8. Not absolutely sure about that reference. But it says, the Lord is perfecting that which concerneth me. Say that again, Glovina. The Lord is perfecting that which concerneth me. Psalms 138, I believe it's verse 8. And I said that scripture over and over again, realizing that I was in a transitory period of my life. Things were transcending. I was crossing, making some changes and moving into a new arena of my life. So the life bulb went off and it said to me, begin to say this scripture while you're driving. The Lord is perfecting that which concerneth me. And that you're concerned about, a loved one. You can say that for them. The Lord is perfecting that which concerneth, and put their name in it. That's a good way to pray, you know. Open your heart and your mind to God's way, seeking peace. And don't allow the thought to slip in that says, this is too good to be true. I know sometimes we want someone to pinch us and say, hey, wake, if I'm asleep, wake me up because things are going so great. Get it in your heart and mind. Yeah, I'm more than a conqueror. In all these things, you, my beloved, you're more than a conqueror to him that loves us. You know what's going to happen? Windows are going to be open. Doors will be open. Crooked paths are going to be made straight. Good. Unexpected news will begin to come your way. Ideas of better ways to accomplish the same things will begin to come to you. Wisdom will begin to highlight itself in your life. Mm-hmm. We're running out of time. Yeah, this podcast, the life bulb. When that life bulb goes off, take heed. Yeah, slow up. Like the babies say to me, pump your brakes. A life bulb. An epiphany. An aha moment. What I've been doing so far, it didn't work. So I'm going to try something different. I'm going to take a different path. It could be something simple. It doesn't have to be anything real deep. It might be real deep for you. It may be for some just a matter of drinking more water, getting more sleep, getting at least 8 hours of sleep a night. Hey, that's an adjustment for some of us. But you can do it. Can I shout out today to my beautiful mother? I love you. my Aunt Steen, who so totally supports and loves me. I want to shout out today to my Aunt Jewel. Thank you so much for your divine intelligentsia. It has brought me to many points in life of enlightenment. I want to shout out to my Aunt Rosemary. I love you so much. She is the fox of all foxes. I promise you that. I want to shout out today, you know, some of my supporters. I want to say to you, Stephanie, Antonio, Chloe, thank you for all that you do to make my life better. Marie in Oklahoma, I love you. And thank you for the stand, the light, the path, the bridges that you're building for so many. Evangelist Dominique, I saw you with those young people the other day. Keep up the good work. Velma and Terry, I'm sending you out a big kiss and a big thank you, and you know what I mean. Minister Sheila, Minister Sheila, guess what? I've got Tori. Tell Tori we've got her back. You know what I'm talking about. I want to say hi to Celia and David. Thank you for your love and your support. Ernestine, hello. That's another. I have two Ernestines. I want to say hello. I actually have three. Joy, hello. Thank you for that beautiful gift. Thank you. I want to shout out to all of my listeners today. Cynthia, hello. Can I shout out to Collegiate Training Institute? It's a nonprofit organization in Commonwealth, Virginia. And guess what? You're hearing the CEO and founding president right now. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, LaRusha, hello. Self-love sanctuary, heal a woman, heal the world. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I want to shout out to Pastor Hosky, Faith Mission, Woodbridge, Virginia. I want to say hello to Covenant of Hope. I thank God for you. Determined Steps, keep up the good work. You're building bridges, Latorsha. Powerful Conversation, keep making it powerful. I want to say hi to Dr. Patra. Hey, such a woman of wisdom. And Prophetess Vera, another beautiful woman of wisdom. Elder Margareta, I talked about you in the podcast today. I sure did. I want to shout out to Sean and Carolyn and Marlon and Cheryl, Stephen, Nico and Allie, yeah, Jordan and Jesse, Kayla and Lauren, and I can't forget my baby Tandana all the way in South Africa. I love you all. I really do. And I thank you. You've taken time to be with me today, this afternoon, this evening, wherever you are in the world. I want to shout out to Cynthia. You know the drill. On the beautiful island of Sardinia. Hey, Denise, how are you today? Enjoying that beautiful weather in the Southwest. Judy, good day, good morning, good evening, whenever you're listening to me. I want to say hi to you. I want to shout out to my beautiful niece, Sonia. I want to say hello to my beautiful cousin, LaDonna. Yeah. Hi, Shelly. How are you today? I didn't forget about you. I want to say hello to Pastor Jane in Lewiston, Virginia. I want to shout out to if I didn't call your name, like I say, it doesn't mean I'm not thinking about you. Hey, Shatoya and Jane, mwah, sending you a big kiss. And those beautiful children. Hello, Apostle Coleman. I want to shout out to James and Tawana, love you, Apostle Hagler. Yeah, hey, the audience is growing. Mama Joy, keep up the good work. I want to shout out to the Moral Black Leadership Conference. Awesome, putting out some great information. Hi, Louise in Atlanta. I want to shout out to Arnold. Hello. Hey, I want to say hi to Courtney and Isaiah and those boys, Mary Kimball, Mississippi, Kevin and Lynn. I love you. Hey, Tito. Hi, Justin. Hey, can I do a special real quick shout out to our listeners? Guess where? From China, Liberia, Brazil, South Africa, Ghana, Italy, hey, London, France, Trinidad, Tobago, Jamaica. Jamaica's audience is really increasing. I'm not kidding you. Canada and Japan. I love you all. I want to shout out to all of our military members. I can't forget about you. Hey, listen, often we don't step out on faith. Why? Because we have some doubt as to our purpose. I want you to know that when that life bulb comes on, listen to it and make the adjustments and make the change, trusting God. Have faith in God to know he's going to bring you not halfway through, but all the way through. I say to you right now, love, peace, and prosperity.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity. Bye.